poll question's up. Chris thinks I'm just out of my mind carrying cash. What do you think? Tap my Twitter. Do you carry cash, yes or no? 312-332-3776 is the number into the show.
Well, once again, you change what I said. I don't think that you're out of your mind. I just think you're out of your mind to think that the pandemic will kill cash. My point is that people don't really use cash that frequently to begin with these days. It's not because of COVID-19.
Okay, let me ask you something. What if you decide, hey, Cap, they reopened. Let's go out to Rivers and let's go bet on some college football.
That's situational cash. That's a special day that we are planning to go for so that we're not just on a random Tuesday and I'm just going to find myself there and then say, oh, no, I don't have any cash. I'm aware that we're going, so I go grab some cash. Situational cash. If we're going to an event, Cap, and I know I'm going to be tipping drinks, but like say it's an open bar, but I need some cash to tip the bartenders, right? And maybe there's a coat check, I will have situational cash. I will be prepared. If your example earlier, the ballpark, what am I going to do if I get to a game and I'm sitting there and I want to pay the vendor going up and down the stands? Situational cash. I have planned for that. Random Tuesday cash doesn't exist in my world.
Peter's in Lombard. Hey, Pete, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Cap?
How you doing, kid?
I'm good, man. Hey, I drive a taxi cab out here in the wet suburbs.
Yep.
And majority of the payment that's made here in the car, you have that's optional. You know, you can either use your credit card or you can pay cash. But 95% of it is cash. I mean, 95% of that I do. Most of the time, if I pick someone up from the airport, if they are businessman or businesswoman, they pretty much use the credit card.
Yeah, because that's their company card.
Correct. But 95% of a lot of people like myself, I use a lot of cash because I went through a situation with Target where I used my credit card and then somebody, whatever reason, hit Target and it just screwed me up for 6 months that I couldn't get any money out of my account or anything. So you'll be surprised how many people use cash in a cab.
I know Yurko. I don't even think Yurko has an ATM card.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have an ATM card, but I try to pay cash for a lot. I just don't want the balance on my credit card.
You're right.
So
I agree.
If I'm going to go in and I'm going to buy $400 worth of whatever, I'm going to go buy a TV, I pay with a credit card. But if I'm going to run in and go, yeah, you know what, I want to get those two pieces of salmon and I'm going to cook it for dinner tonight, 99% of the time I pay with cash.
Yeah, but a lot of people use a credit card now to accrue points. I mean, you can get points, you get cash back, you get miles.
Yeah, I do that.
I mean, there's a benefit.
Purchases.
Sure, but it doesn't have to just be bigger purchases. If you're going to pay it off at the end of every month.
Yeah.
It's if you're going to spend $40 on two pieces of salmon at Whole Foods, I know you're not getting out of Whole Foods for less than $40, Cap. Let's be honest. Why pay cash for that when you could accrue points or you could accrue money? And to use Yurko as an example is an extreme. Yurko's an extreme. The guy didn't have direct deposit till literally September of 2019.
It's true.
So, I mean, I love Yurko, but to use him as an example is a reach.
Let's go back to the phones. Eddie is on the north side. Eddie, what's up, man?
Cap, I'm 100% with you, and let me run it by you, and I'll explain everything in real quickly. I'm a small business owner. When I go out and do jobs, the only thing I want the customers to pay me in is cash or check. Reason being, I don't want to ramp up $300, $400, $500 in credit card processing fees. And now whatever he said before about gathering up miles and all these points that you get on credit cards, the business owner, they pay extra for when you use a card like that. That doesn't come from the credit card company. You as a business owner have to pay for these cards that have these bonus things and miles and everything. You actually have to pay for it. Another thing, if you're going to smoke weed in Illinois, you better have cash. You guys have a great day.
Hey, all right. You too, bye. Man. Stay safe and healthy out there, kid. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
How many people listening do you think actually can use a check, can fill it out, can use it as a payment?
God, I wonder if my kids could.
Well, I was watching, what's the show on Netflix, Dead to Me?
Yeah.
With Christina Applegate, uh-huh. And she shows up at the door, and there's like a teenager Instagram influencer, and she has to pay her off. And she goes to write her a check, and the girl's like, what are you doing? What are you writing down? She's just staring at her. Like, I don't think kid, I obviously, like, I'm 35, I don't use them. So I would assume people like under the age of 30, the check is completely foreign to them. Have you seen a check in the wild in the last 10 years? Like, have you seen someone at the grocery store whip out a check? Or, yeah. Or at...
Yeah, rare. Rare.
Have you seen the looks of people around that person? Okay. Like,
they're usually in their 80s. I was at the Jewels, and like an 80-year-old woman in front of me was writing a check, and I understood.
Hold on, Sonny. Let me write this down.
And what is a Jewels?
Do you mean Jewels?
The Jewels.
What are you, not from Chicago? You know Jewels.
Yeah, come on.
So let me ask you a question. The other day, we went and bought... We had a guy come. We had an area of the grass between my house and my neighbors that was collecting.
You put up that 12-foot wall because you were sick of your neighbors?
No, I love my neighbors.
Paid in check.
Rodney and Dawn are awesome. But we had this area that was kind of like a depression, and it would gather with water. And so there was a landscaper in the neighborhood, and we said, what would you charge? We'll split it. Her house and my house. Could you dig that up and put new grass there so it's flat? He's like, absolutely, I can do that. So he came out and he did it. Well, my share was X and Dawn and Rodney's share was Y. How are you paying that guy? He doesn't take credit cards.
That's what Chris calls situational cash.
You knew that was something you would need.
I wrote him a check. I went in the house, I got my checkbook, and I wrote him a check.
And he said, thank you for the check, sir. What do I do with this?
No, he was... like that's like normal to me.
Yeah, and as we establish...
You're old. I'm old.
No, you're young. You're very young. Hip with your cash and checks.
Yep. 1,400 votes already in like 5 minutes. 53% no, they don't carry cash.
What was the percentile?
53, no. 47, yes.
That's because the people that do carry cash don't have Twitter. Listen, I carry cash, and I know, and Carm's the same age as me, and he carries cash. I think that's
how much do you carry? Like Yurko walks around like he's a billionaire. He's got more money in his pocket. He pulled it out when I'm like, how much cash do you carry?
Is that why he has so many bedrooms? Because he needs to store the cash in the mattresses?
Yeah. Or underneath the beds and shoeboxes.
Yurko's theory is you never know when a poker game could break out. So he always carries enough cash that if all of a sudden we started playing poker, he could say, deal me in. He's been saying that for years. I always carry cash just because I like to have it for peace of mind. In case I ever need it, an emergency, and you can't run to an ATM, I've got cash in my pocket.
How much do you carry with you?
Always more than 60, less than 200. But always more than 60, less than 200.
I have $53 in my pocket.
Right now, I have $118 in my pocket. I owe $1 10, so I'll have $108 when I walk out of here.
Yeah, I have $53 in my pocket, and I'm usually somewhere between 20 and 60. Never more.
Never more than 60?
I'll use my debit card.
Why?
You have cash.
Why don't you get more cash? You got two pockets, right? How many pockets you got on those shorts?
Four.
Okay, so why would you use your debit card?
By the way, if I had to get more cash, what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, what are you doing?
Speaking of those shorts, Cap is wearing a classic outfit today of a salmon-colored shirt, blue and salmon-striped shorts, and bright red shoes. If you'd like to see it, you can follow me on Twitter, @DZetterman. We don't think Cap matches at all. While we're talking about your wardrobe, thank you for bringing that up, Chris or Cap, whoever brought it up. You've been sporting a silver necklace the last couple days.
No, not more than the last couple of days.
The last couple of days. When you say, Chris, the last couple of days, it hasn't been going on for a month.
I got it 3 weeks ago.
It's a new relatively accessory. What's up with that?
What's up with that? I like the necklace. You don't like it? You shouldn't wear one.
I don't wear a necklace. I like it on you. I'm just asking what's up with it. I mean, that's a bold step to go from the no necklace to thick silver necklace.
Well, no, because I have a second necklace. One that I always wear.
Sure, that's your dad's gavel. I understand
that. When my dad died, my mom had gotten him a gavel when they got engaged in 1958. And when he died, I took the gavel, because he was a lawyer, and put it on this chain, and I don't take it off.
But yeah, but that one you can't really see. That's not like a look at me necklace.
That's
like Carmen has a necklace like that also, with like a horn for good luck or something. He can explain it to you. That's different. That's like someone wearing a cross or Jewish star. You can't really see it. That's for their own personal. This is a more like, hey, look at me, thick, like Run DMC silver necklace.
It's like a going out necklace you got there.
Yeah, it's like a bold situation from Jersey Shore style necklace.
I like it.
Did Mindy pick that? Does she approve that? Where does that fall in the Mindy meter?
I don't know. I haven't discussed it with her. It's not her decision. It's mine.
Well, let's be honest. Everything becomes Mindy's decision, like your beard and your TV watching habits. Does she approve?
She likes it, yeah. Actually,
Where do you get a necklace like that?
I got this... trying to remember where I got it. Online somewhere. I was looking for...
Oh, yeah? Did you use cash to pay for it online?
No, I used Apple Pay.
Huh.
Use that. I like Apple Pay. I think it's a great concept. Anyway, you don't like the necklace, Danny?
No, I just noticed it, though. It's new. It's new, you know?
It's 3 weeks.
It's not 3 weeks.
I
promise you, Cap, it's not 3 weeks.
I'll look
back at your Instagram account from 3 weeks ago and see if that necklace is in your... Because every picture on your Instagram page is a look at my face. I will look back at your Instagram and see if that's there 3 weeks ago. We will see when it makes its first appearance on David Kaplan's Twitter.
All right, take a look. 312-332-3776. We teased this, and I want to get back to it. Danny had some really interesting stuff on Lauri Markkanen. And Markkanen has come out and said, hey, man, I want to retire as a Bull. I want to sign long-term here. I like it here. But he is not happy with how he was being used. Now, I will tell you this, and we'll talk about it with Joe Colley, who's all over the Bulls beat for the Sun-Times, does a great job. I'm just telling you, there is a better chance that Danny Zetterman is coaching the Bulls next year than Jim Boylan. Zero chance that Jim Boylan's coaching this team. I told you in November there was zero chance that they weren't going to make massive change to the Bulls. They made massive change to the Bulls. They are now going to make massive change to the coaching staff. It's going to happen. They would undo all the goodwill that they've engendered among the fan base when they brought in Arturis Karnišovas and brought in Mark Eversley and new scouts. They're going to overhaul the scouting department. They're overhauling player development. Like, they are making sweeping changes to every level of basketball operations. They just got rid of Sean Respert. He was their assistant and player development guy. Gone. They just kept Nate Lenser and got him re-signed because they really like him. There are major changes coming, and Jim Boylan is at the top of that list. He has zero chance of coming back to coach his team. I'm just telling you. 312-332-3776. Real fast, D's in Willowbrook. Hey, D.
Hey, Kip.
What's up, kid?
I'm 33 years old, right?
Yep.
I just had this conversation with my mom. She said, why you don't carry cash? I said, Mom, all I need is my phone and a driver's license. That's all you need now. That's it. Phone and an ID. You don't need cash for anything.
Okay, so hold on a second. I went the other day, and I'm trying to remember it was Home Depot. I went into Home Depot, and all I brought with me was my key to my car, was in my back pocket, and my phone. That's it. And I go in there, and they don't take Apple Pay.
Kev, I even all the way down to my haircuts, my barbers accept Apple Pay. They have the full square. You remember the full square? I think it's called full square. The thing you plug into your iPhone and you can swipe the credit card on it.
Yeah.
Even down to my haircut, I don't use cash.
So you never carry cash?
No, sir.
All
Unless
right.
it's situational, just like you brought up earlier. If I'm knowing I'm going somewhere where I need cash, I owe somebody money, I'm going to need cash at this place, I grab it. But other than that, no. Apple Pay, Chime, Zelle, too many ways to transfer money now.
D, you're
to the guy who just to the guy who just called in and come out smoking weed in Illinois, you got to have cash. He must not go to the dispensary.
He can use a credit card there, I'm sure.
Yes. And like I said, even if he's insinuating where he's getting it from, those guys take four square too. You can swipe your card as well.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, D. Thank you for listening. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Yes, sir. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too. See you, kid. 312.
See, situational cash.
332-3776. Take a time out. We'll be right back.
This is Cap and Company. Follow on Twitter at The Cap Man.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Welcome back, ESPN 1000. Got to update the poll results. Do you carry cash, yes or no? 2,305 votes already. And we've only been doing this for 25 minutes. 53% no, they do not carry cash. Wow. Okay. My guy Joe at Obvious Shirt says cash is king. That's the way they always like to say it. But, yeah, I carry cash. Not a lot, but I do carry cash. 312-332-3776. Let's go to the phones. Darren's in Addison. Hey, Darren, what's up, Sparkles?
Captain Company, how are you guys?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Real quick, like, here on the cash thing, the only time I have cash is when I'm going to a golf course or going to somewhere to valet a car, you know, because you can't give people a credit card for a tip. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But normally I do not carry cash. I'm a truck driver. I drive all over the country. I never have cash on me, just for the reason of kind of little safety thing. And then secondly, that owner of the Oakland A's that you were talking about,
yeah,
he's actually doing those kids a favor.
Yeah.
Because if they collect unemployment, they're probably going to get about $260 plus the $600 that they're giving out a week right now. So now those kids are making $860 a week instead of $400. So he's actually doing them a favor.
I wonder if that went into his thought process. I would love to know that because he's getting destroyed on social media. I wonder if he thought this through and said, let's do them a solid here in a weird way.
Sure. He's a billionaire. You'd think he's got a head on his shoulders, right?
Yeah, he's got to be smart enough. Let me ask you a question. Do you keep, like, I don't mean thousands, but do you keep, like, a spare emergency $100 bill in your wallet or somewhere in your truck so you go, oh, God, in an emergency, I lost my phone, I don't have this, I've got a spare whatever?
No. ATMs are everywhere, so, you know, how can you, unless I lost my wallet, then I'd be kind of screwed there a little bit. But no, I don't like carrying. I really don't like carrying cash. I mean, it's in the long run.
Yeah, no. from a germ perspective, you're ahead of the curve.
Hey, listen, I want you to get Eddie Ola check on. I want to call him about a Fred Couples situation that he did to me many years back. So the next time he's on, I'm going to call in. All right?
He was on yesterday.
He was on the phone, but he wasn't in studio.
No, yeah.
You know, wasn't
right.
Wasn't hosting. You know, wasn't your calls.
Yeah, so, when we get our lives back, he'll be back in here.
All right, sounds good. He's great, and you guys keep the whole crew. All three shows keep me, four shows with Golic and Wingo. All day long, I listen to them all week long. So
you're the best, man. Please stay safe and healthy. Okay.
Certainly will. You guys stay safe, too.
You too. See you, Darren.
Darren makes a good point. He talks about if he lost his wallet. That's another good point of not carrying cash. If you lose your wallet, cards are covered. Mm-hmm. If your wallet is stolen, cards are covered. Cash, you're never getting that back. You got a wallet full of cash, you lose it or it's stolen. That's
goodbye.
That's see you soon.
Yeah, it's funny. I used to carry, like, now I have, like, this shoulder bag. We call it a satchel, Chris.
We call it a purse.
We call it a purse. You carry around a little purse, yeah.
You've now got red shoes, a necklace, and a purse.
We call it?
No.
It's a purse.
It's called
a
satchel. I got important stuff in there.
Listen, Indiana Jones has a satchel. That is not a satchel. You are not Indiana Jones.
Anyway, I had one that was smaller. It was more like a clutch, like a handbag.
And it's a cocktail purse. My wife takes that when we go to like weddings. It's like a small purse. And then she has her big purse for when we go out like shopping.
Correct.
So you had your cocktail purse and your big purse.
I set it on the roof of my car. This is not a lie. It had like $700 in cash in it. My license, everything. Get in the car, completely forget it's on the roof, leave. I take off, and it falls off the car, obviously. I get down to work, and my phone rings. Because I had like a card in there that had my cell number on it, like a business card. Guy calls and says, hey, man, did you lose a brown, like, he goes, it's like an oversized wallet. I'm like, yeah.
What do you got, Joe?
He said, I've got it. I'm like, what do you mean you've got it? I have, oh, God, it was on the roof of my car. He's like, well, I found it. Come pick it up. And so I picked it up later that day. Every dollar was in there. Every dollar. So I gave him a reward, and he's like, I don't want your money. I'm just glad I could help you out. I'm like, no, you got to take this. Take your wife to dinner, because without you, I get none of that. So there was an honest person in the world.
I just like the story. You know, like if this was a sitcom, each person that comes in contact with your wallet doesn't really know how to describe your wallet because it's not really a wallet. It's like bigger than a wallet. I think this is funny. You have this like hybrid wallet purse European deal satchel thing that you've got working here, and each person describes it in a different way.
I just always have, you know, stuff I got.
Hey man,
carry.
I've got your thing. It's got wallet like qualities, but it's not really a wallet. It's a little bit bigger, but it's not as big as my wife's clutch. But you know, it's I just love that.
By the way, my friend John No H on Twitter says, boys, you cannot use cards at the dispensary. It is a cash-only business due to federal laws. Banks will not take their money. They usually have ATMs on site if you have to get cash.
That is correct. After the caller D said that, the phones lit up. People saying, absolutely not. You have to bring cash to the dispensary.
All right, let's go to the phones again. UPS Joe, Elmwood Park, our guy. Jojo, what's up, Sparky?
Cappy Cappuccino!
What's up, man?
What's happening? Cash is king. I was always taught by my wonderful father, the commander, that you got to have a little dough in your pocket in case of an emergency, pal. And I understand the credit cards, and I've done some bartending in my past. Pay with the credit card, but tip your waitresses and bartenders in cash. Because they will get taxed if you put it on the credit card. Cappy, listen to me. You be you and keep it up, and I'm going to be me. Love you, pal.
Stay safe. Love you. See ya. That's our guy, UPS Joe. He calls all the time. 312-332-3776. Kenny is in Crown Point. Kenneth, what's up, man?
Hey, morning, boys. Just calling in because I'm 34 years old. I was just saying usually carry card, don't really carry cash, unless I go to the Sox game or anything like that. Then, yeah, you got to have cash and card because my fat behind isn't going to be going up and down them stairs all day because I'll be pounding them beers there. But I wanted to also chime in with that check. Like, I have never filled a check out, let alone write a letter to somebody, unless you know how you practice that in school,
yep.
Writing checks. And that was the last time I did that, so I could probably figure it out. Might take a little while.
Now, what
though.
Do you mean you've never written a letter?
Like if you were going to mail something to grandma, like a handwritten letter,
uh-huh.
And then, you know, put stamps on it. I couldn't tell you how many stamps to put on anything.
Right, Kenny, where do you find a stamp? Do you know where to buy a stamp?
A post office, but I always hear old people complaining about how much stamps are. So I'm like, yeah, we're just going to pass on that.
Okay, so, and Kenny, and I preach this to my kids. And one of them seriously took my advice on this, and it's helped him immeasurably. He's told me many times. I appreciate your call, Kenny. I believe that if someone does something nice for you, don't text them. No, I'm not talking about if it's your buddy down the street. If someone in a business setting does something nice for you or somebody helps you out, you send them a thank you card that you go and buy, you hand write out, and you say, "Dear Chris, thank you so much for your kindness and generosity. I really appreciate what you did." So, for an example, one of my kids, who's now 28, almost 29, several years ago, he wanted to go to the B96 Jingle Bash. I don't have tickets to that. I don't work there. But I knew someone who did. So I called him and said, "Hey, man, one of my kids is looking to go to the Jingle Bash. Can I buy 4 tickets off you?" He sent 4 tickets to my son, said, "My gift, we have them at the station. Take them." Sends them. A couple days later, I said to Alex, "Did you thank Mr. Z?" "No." I said, "Alex, what have I taught you? You go to Walgreens today and you're going to buy a pack of thank you cards. I'll give you a stamp. You're going to buy him a $10 Starbucks gift card." He wrote him a note. He put a $10 gift card in there. He got 4 free tickets that were like whatever they cost. Do you know that every year after that, I would see Mr. Z and he'd be like, "Your son always sends me a thank you card, and I always have a note to make sure I send him tickets without him even asking." He goes, "And every time I go get my coffee, after he sends it, I'm like, what a great kid." That's just little niceties you can do in your life that can gain you a lot. I'm just telling you. It's a lost art. So you want to not carry cash, fine, but it's the texting and the learn to have interpersonal contact, please. Take quick time out. Be right back.
Did you miss some Cap and Company? Your podcast is ready. Chicago's home for sports is on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
This is Cap and Company on ESPN 1000.
Roll on at 10:36 in the great city of Chicago. Hope you're having a good morning. Hope you've gotten up and got moving, got out, got a walk in. The weather's just awesome. Awesome. Get your steps in. 10,000 a day. Keep you healthy. They used to say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, Danny. It's 10,000 steps a day will keep the doctor away. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Debbie is in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, Debbie, what's going on? How are you, darling?
Hey, David. I just want to let you guys know that I listen to you guys all the time. I'm from Chicago. But you sent me a handwritten thank you note. And I tell you what, once I opened it up, I was smiling all day. It was such a nice gesture. So...
When did I do this, and why did I do this?
I had sent you guys some lotion for your hands.
Whoa, Debbie, so, you wait a minute. You sent me the Rodan and Fields Essentials that I keep right here in the studio. It's the greatest hand lotion in the history of the world.
Well, I listen to you guys all the time. I really appreciate the connection to Chicago. I get up there a lot. But I have to listen to every morning because I'm such a diehard Chicago fan anyway. So it was just such a nice gesture. So you guys are doing a great job. I know everybody loves listening to you and keeping the going on with what's going on with the sports. Let's get baseball back. I am so missing the Cubs.
Yeah, completely agree. Well, you're an absolutely awesome person. You sent me that stuff. Literally, it is like life-changing. It's the greatest lotion I've ever gotten.
Well, enjoy, and you guys stay safe and take care.
You too. Stay safe and healthy.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. Take that, Black. That's...
What am I taking?
Because you're like the millennial who doesn't carry cash. Right. I'm just telling you, the...
Technology.
Like, your generation has lost...
You have so much hate for people who are younger than you.
No hate. I got kids that are your age or younger.
Yeah, so be respectful to them.
I am.
So what am I taking? Because you got lotion in your bag?
No. What I'm telling you is your generation, yeah, you're probably right. I use Apple Pay. I've kind of moved to that a lot. All I'm telling you is your generation and younger have lost the ability to have interpersonal contact. You're a pretty good person at that. But a lot in your generation, it's their heads down. Let's text. I don't have to learn how to write a letter.
I disagree.
Or a thank you note.
I'm going to stick up for my people, the young people. I think you're incorrect. I think we do a better job of keeping connected and staying connected, especially throughout these times, because we use technology to our advantage and we feel more connected to our peers than having to wait 7 to 10 business days for a letter to arrive at my step. And then I open it up and then I have to read some cursive handwriting, which I can't read to begin with because I don't know how anyone can read that nonsense.
Yeah.
And then to sit down with a what do you use to write? You use a feather in a ink jar,
a
right?
Quill.
And you sit down and you try and get it going. And I'm left-handed, so then it starts to smear. So I have to start back from scratch. And then I have to go find a stamp to put this letter in an envelope, which I don't have to begin with. And then, like, outside of post offices, where do you find stamps? They're just not laying around, right? So you have to go get them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I think we're
stamps.com, kid. You
think
can
we're
a bit
way. More efficient.
All I'm saying is that the younger
I think you should leave young people alone.
The younger generation, it's whether it's my IG story to my
Oh, hold on, Danny. Who is obsessed with their IG story the most in this room?
But
not
me.
Cap, everything you make fun of the millennial younger people, you try so hard to be.
No. What I'm saying is I understand that it has value, but I think that people have lost the ability to pick up the phone and talk to someone, to have interpersonal contact, to look someone in the eye and have a discussion because everybody's used to having their head down on a freaking keyboard.
That's you.
Dude, I'm on the phone 1,000 times more than you and Danny have been in the last 20 years. I'm on the phone every day calling people and checking on them. People I work with.
Cap, there are times on your own radio show when your producers are talking to you on your radio show about like right now. Instead of looking at us talking to you, you're looking at a screen.
Danny just tried to have a connection with you and you didn't want to look.
I have no interest.
In a 3-hour show, when we're talking to you, which is a great deal of the 3-hour show, you look at us barely ever because you're focused on the screen.
I
want you to look me in the eye, but you never do.
I don't want to look at you right now.
You don't ever look at us.
I don't want to look at you.
Just looking at the screen right for what's next to pop up.
You
what's
do call
next
people.
To run by and get
I'll
your
give
dandy.
You call people. I give you that. I'll give you that for sure.
I do.
But the IG stories, you're bigger on the IG than I am.
Well, that's kind of a requirement here.
Nah, would it? Yeah. You're bigger on Twitter than I am or Danny is.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it all has value. But what I'm saying is people have lost the ability to have a conversation. People have lost the ability to talk to someone, to write a note and go, hey, thank you for doing that. It's, let me shoot him a quick text. Let me make sure I send him a Snapchat. Oh, I forgot. Snapchat's old now. Let me send him a quick IG story. Let me send him a little tweet. No. Have a freaking conversation like a human freaking being. People have lost that ability. They just have. I like talking to people. I do. I like when I walk down the street and I happen to see the security guard in the little hut out there and I have a conversation. Hey, man. Hey, Mark, how are you? How's your 97-year-old mother doing with the lockdown? She's actually hanging in there and she's listening to you guys. She's a huge Cubs fan and misses the sport.
So in your world.
Did you even know that?
So in your world, because of technology, young people do not care about other people. Is that what you're getting at? And that's why I took that? You told me to take that, right?
That's A to Z. To not want to talk. I don't want to talk on the phone. So I don't need to talk on the phone. I say hi to the security guard, how you doing every day. Mm-hmm. That's A to Z. I don't listen. Last week when we were going to have Horace Grant on, you gave me one of your BS texts where I need 2 minutes of your time. Nothing makes me madder than when I get a text from Cap and he goes, I need 2 minutes of your time.
I need 2 seconds.
2 seconds. And I think, oh my God, is something wrong with Cap? Is he stuck on the side of the road? Is he choking? Is he okay? It must be important with 2 seconds. Then I called back and it was pointless that he could have told me in the morning.
No, I thought
that's a pointless call. But to say that I don't say hi to the security guard or how you doing to Sammy, the security guard, and ask how his kids are, that's A to Z comparison. A to Z. I don't need to talk on the phone just to talk on the phone. If there's something, like I call my parents to see how they're doing, that's important. But I don't just make phone calls just to make phone calls. There's a difference. It's like busy work.
Danny, I don't text you very often.
No, I'm just talking last week with the Horace Grant stuff. You gave me I need 2 seconds. Now, if anybody in my life gave me a text, I need 2 seconds, I would think it's important. Then I called you. I was making dinner. I said to Diana, hey, watch the steaks. I got to call Cap. He needs 2 seconds. We're thinking, oh, I hope everything's okay with Cap. I call you, and you're telling me a story about Horace Grant that literally could have waited till our morning meeting.
No, what I said to you was
he wanted to have a connection with you.
It was on a Monday. I texted you on Monday as soon as I finished a Zoom call with Horace.
And you were telling
Harper,
me everything
Cartwright.
He said.
Yes, and I said, we're going to have him tomorrow
but
morning.
I knew we
this
were going to have him.
News.
We had texted that he was going to come on.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Cap, I promise you.
All right, we got.
What are we arguing now?
We've got to take it. These guys are unbelievable.
Well, because you want to make it like you're making it like you're on this high horse because you make phone calls and everybody else that don't make phone calls aren't as good at communicating.
I'm not saying that.
There's busy phone calls and then there's phone calls to check in. Like, I get it. You like to be on the phone. I don't need to be on the phone to talk to Chris tonight just to tell him something I can tell him in the morning.
No, that's not my point.
You want to plan a phone call tonight? Should we have a phone call?
No, I don't want to talk to you on the phone.
You guys realize how idiotic you sound? The majority of people...
I'm not the one on the high horse.
The majority of people in the younger demo love them dearly. I got four of them that are my kids.
Seems like you're going at them today.
They don't know how to communicate. Everybody's at a freaking keyboard all the time, and I get it.
You know what they're doing? They're communicating.
That's
exactly communication.
Texting is the modern day note.
They can't sit and have a conversation and look someone in the eye. They can't.
No, that's going A to Z because they don't want to talk on the phone. They can't look someone in the eye.
When restaurants were open, I saw a lot of young people out at restaurants. Maybe they just don't want to communicate with you.
Maybe. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. 312-332-3776.
Just saying.
I know I'm right. Be right back.
It's Cap and Company. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN_Chicago.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
So John Zick tweeted at me, I work at Hallmark and you're two goofballs are really pissing me off about this letter writing thing. That's how he makes his living.
Hey, listen, John, there's no reason a Mother's Day card needs to cost me $7.49. There's no reason.
Make your own.
It's a joke, Hallmark. $7.49 to say Happy Mother's Day. That's a $2.50 thing. John, could tweet us and complain to us when they have the nerve to charge $7.49 for a card that 3 years ago cost $2.50.
Wait, what is he annoyed at? That we don't sit down and write letters?
Because it's his business.
That's his business?
$7.50 cardboard.
Well, people aren't doing any writing and cursive and all that.
John, make up some more holidays, like Sweetest Day.
How about this? Get with the times. Figure it out for your business.
This hour brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs, for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The card you can count on, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, through it all. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
I'd like to suggest another poll, please, Cap. For the audience, Cap and I had a heated debate during the commercial break.
If only we had Twitch up and running so people could see the shouting match going back and forth.
He insists that when he texts me, I need 2 seconds. It does not insinuate it's an emergency. It insinuates, call me when you get a chance. I feel when anybody texts at any point, I need 2 seconds, it means call me right away ASAP.
I'm going to put that. I want you to write the question again. Write the question. Okay? Right now, the poll results on the other question. Do you carry cash? 3,600 votes. 52% do not.
So why don't you make the poll? If someone texts you, quote, I need 2 seconds, do you think it's important? Yes, no.
But it has to be someone that you work with every day.
No, just anybody. If somebody texts me, if right now my wife texted me, I need 2 seconds, I would turn the microphone off, say to Chris, hey, I have to call my wife. Am I wrong, Chris? Isn't that if Autumn, your beautiful wife texted you, Chris, I need 2 seconds, wouldn't you be like, Danny, watch the board, I got to call Autumn?
Yeah. So yeah, the urgency of saying 2 seconds implies that this needs to happen right now. Because, like, a text message, we assume that Danny will see said text message at some point.
Okay, so
and if you say, hey, call me tonight, that allows him to see the message and then say, okay, I will call Cap back. But when you say 2 seconds, it's like, I have to have this phone call right this second.
Okay, correct. So here's the question, just so it's approved by the committee in there.
Well, you like to change things around in your favor, that's why.
If someone texts you, quote, I need 2 seconds, do you assume it is urgent?
Perfect. Yes, no.
Okay. There you go.
Anybody, you go to that well quite a bit.
That's one of your big wells.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know that you need Danny to respond to you, you put that in there.
Hold on a second. When was the, other than Monday the 18th, when
We've done this segment before. I've heard this segment before.
All right, wait. Let's take me out of it. The audience, and you know I'm not a phone person. I hate the phone. Chris, has Cap ever texted you, I need 2 seconds?
Yes.
And when you called back, was it urgent?
No.
All right. I rest my case.
It was nice. It was a nice phone call, but it was not necessarily urgent.
If you go to your text and search 2 seconds, I bet 1,000 texts come up. Bet you 1,000.
I think that's your go-to because you know people will screen your phone call. If you send that text message to start, then you know when they respond that they'll pick up because they think that you're implying that something is up, something's wrong.
One day, this is a true story. I was trying to get Chris Sims to come on the show, and he wouldn't respond to me. And you really wanted him on, and you sat and you did your voice text thing, and you said, Chris, Dave Kaplan in Chicago, I need 2 seconds. And Chris and I looked at each other across the room like, he's giving Chris Sims the 2 seconds.
Okay, so I just searched 2 seconds. I've made... In the life of this phone is almost a year old.
Yeah.
3 times.
I find that hard to believe.
Three. And black doesn't come up.
But he said he's gotten them, so obviously your search function is not working.
It has happened. Maybe not within the last year, but it's happened. It's not that it was a bad phone call. Don't get sad over that.
I've got one from you.
That's why I rarely call you guys.
No, man. I've moved on
in my life.
The phone call was fine. It was the necessity of in the moment it having to happen wasn't necessarily a breaking news phone call.
But I did a search on my phone. Yeah. I have 2 from you 2 days in a row. 11/19/19. I need 2 seconds. 11/20/19. This will take 2 seconds.
Okay. That's 6 months ago.
I'm just saying it's happened more than the 2 times it's showing up in your phone. That's your go-to. That is your go-to. When you want to talk to somebody at that moment because you're an immediacy person, you need now. It's got to happen now.
This is true. I am an immediacy
person. That's how you will get someone to talk to you when you are ready to talk to them. You knew if you texted me, hey, give me a call when you get a chance, odds are I'd call you when I got a chance, and that wouldn't have been immediate enough for you.
If it was urgent, I would have texted you, Danny, important, call me.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm telling you, if Mindy right now texted you, be honest, answer honestly. If right now your phone went off and you got a text and it was Mindy and it said, David, I need 2 seconds, you would call her, probably not now because we're on the air, you'd call her immediately at the commercial break, would you not? David, I need 2 seconds.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't go, we got to take a break. My wife needs 2 seconds. Because if it was urgent, she would say, call me now.
The 2 seconds means urgent. It just does. Did you tweet out your poll?
I did.
What are your results?
61% are agreeing with you. 312-332-3776 is the phone number.
If this wins, if yes wins, that people believe that it's urgent, will you retire the I need 2 seconds?
I've already retired it. I'm never going to text you that again.
All right, good. Well, because if you ever did, I would not call back.
Either of you. What did I do?
You know what you did. Grant's in Markham. Hey, Grant.
Greg, how you doing, Cap?
Oh, hey, first Greg. How are you, kid?
No problem. So, listen, in the time that I was on hold, man, you went in about three different directions. I'm going to have to go against you, Cap. First off, this is with this pandemic going on, I'm going to have to say that this is about the best time for interpersonal relationships or lack thereof. These kids nowadays, this is how they communicate. They send a text, like they said, as a warning. You know, and then, hey, if you want to call, call. But as far as the two-second thing, oh, that's definitely an emergency. If anybody called me, I need 2 seconds. I'm going to have to call them right then.
Yeah, see, and I don't mean it that way. Like, if it's urgent,
true.
I'm meaning call me now or call me
true.
Important.
Absolutely. But I'm going to tell you a quick story. I'm going to go. As far as the second, that's where the emergency comes in. If you say, yeah, give me a call when you got a chance, or give me a call in 5 minutes, the 5 minutes would be longer than the 2 minutes. You would not get an immediate response for 5 minutes. But when I was younger, just off of time, I asked my mom and my friend could stay over for a couple of days. He was homeless. She said, yes, yeah, a couple of days. After 2 days, she said, okay, those couple of days are over. What's going on? So that time management that you're given?
Yeah.
Yep, that's where it is.
Hey.
You have to be very specific.
Hey, man, appreciate you. Got a roll. Thanks a lot.
All right, have a good one.
See you, kid. 312-332-3776. We'll get more of this, but Joe Colley's going to join us because I'm telling you, there is zero chance Jim Boylan's coaching the Chicago Bulls next year. Zero. But we'll talk to Joe. Latest on Lauri Markkanen. We've been talking about that. We want to get into that as well. Joe Colley, next.